I'm Francis Lam, and this is The Splendid Table from APM American Public Media, the show for curious cooks and eaters. Last fall, we had the great luck of being invited to record at the Hot Docs Podcast Festival in Toronto. It is this phenomenal event. Over six nights, we were surrounded by friends and heroes, frankly, on stage with a live audience at the Ted Rogers Cinema. And we thought this would be a great chance to take a real look at how Toronto and Canada eat. Our first guest was Maddie Matheson. And this dude is just living his best life. Here's a guy who went from being a restaurant cook to a chef to them being someone who has a music festival named after him, one where the Wu-Tang came and performed. And a big part of the reason for that transformation is just that people love him. They love him on Instagram. They love buying kitchen aprons modeled on his naked tattooed belly. They love watching his shows, Dead Set on Life and Keep It Canada, where he traversed Canada with his mouth wide open. And he has a new show, a cooking show, called Just a Dash. Maddie Matheson is also the author of the New York Times best-selling cookbook, Maddie Matheson, A Cookbook. And as he made his way on stage, the crowd showed him some love.
What's up? What's up, Toronto? Beautiful people. Thanks, Francis.
Look how good he is at this.
He's going to spit a few bars.
So, Maddie, I am so excited to have you here.
Yeah, man.
For a lot of reasons. Not least of which is because you have traveled Canada more than any person I know. And, you know, for the shows I mentioned, but also, like, way before that, when you were playing punk rock bands and driving across, going from, like, show to show. Mm. So I want to kind of go around Canada a bit with you today.
Let's go.
So what are some of the regions or provinces of Canada where you have really felt like you really can feel the culinary identity the most?
Like, the thing about Canada, you know, the coasts are strong. I think Quebec is strong. You know, Toronto's really good. There's so many amazing things, but it's just like the pockets and the identity. And like me coming from the Maritimes, and I was just there yesterday eating fried clams. Just, you can't kind of beat that. And it's just like you can't get that in Ontario for some reason. And it's just, well, I know why, because we don't got no clams. But, you know, like, I think it's just like, the resources kind of form that foundation, right? And then the traditions and kind of the what those chefs do or what those cooks do with those ingredients define what those parts of Canada kind of are. And I think it's like with the Maritimes growing up, like every single meal had the same pickles. It didn't matter what time of year. I always had a jar of mustard pickles and we always had a jar of pickled beets. And I'm like, I don't know where they all came from. But, like, we always had them because, like, every time you go to somebody's house, somebody's gifting you, like, a jar of preserves or something like that. And so, like, for me, I moved away from the Maritimes when I was 9. And I'm constantly chasing that flavor and that love and that sand in my fried clam. And I love that grit. And I love lobster rolls so much. And I'm so attracted to the Maritimes. And, like, in Vancouver, I'm very much in love. They have like a high level of Chinese restaurants that are just incredible. Mm-hmm. And it kind of mirrors like America, you know, like you have the prairies, you know, is like big beef country. Like you go to Calgary and as soon as I get to Calgary, I'm like, I want to eat a steak. You know, it's
just in the air.
Yeah, because you're there. You want to eat what is there. You want to be a part of what is going on culinarily. And I'm very, like, it's funny. Like, I'm always sourcing those special diners. And, like, it's like all those cliches. Like, I don't want to eat at really good restaurants. I want to eat at, like, a gas station that serves, like, a hot dog. And I'm like, that hot dog is so good, though. It's been sitting there for, like, a little longer than it should. It's good, man. Like, but I think, yeah, I don't know. Canada's the best. Yeah. Canada is
okay,
amazing.
Okay, so let's talk about that. Okay, so the Maritimes, we've got fried clams.
We got fried clams, you got lobsters, you got bar clams, you got, you know, little neck clams, you got some rock crab. In Quebec, you got poutine. And you know, they got all their, you know, poulets everywhere. They love a poulet. Winnipeg, summer sausage. Anybody from Winnipeg? Yeah, where's my Mennonites at? Last name Peters. They got the best beef summer sausage you can get. I don't know. Eat a lot of duck in Saskatchewan.
So it sounds like the culinary identities of these different places you're talking about are sort of identified with like an animal. Like each place has like an animal
that
they eat.
Yeah.
But do you feel like there is, so okay, this is a big question, but do you feel like there is an overall Canadian culinary identity? Like in the States, we have this argument a lot. Like what is American food? Like for instance, in my mind, the backbone of American food culture is the braiding together of foods from native peoples, the original European settlers, and the enslaved Africans, and the weaving of the ingredients, those traditions, and those foods is what created, like, the canvas on which American food is then painted. What is the Canadian version of that? Like, what is the backbone of Canadian cuisine?
What is the backbone of Canadian cuisine? Well,
but that Bayesian, you've seen. I know you're not a historian.
I like to say it's Bayesian unremarkable.
The canvas is beige.
I think it is because you guys got a south. From all of the trauma and the horrible history, that sprouted beautiful cuisine. We don't have soul food, I don't think. Mm-hmm. You know, I honestly don't think we have soul food. We're the Commonwealth, you know, where we're bland. And we're very, unfortunately, for a long time, very white. And I think that... you know, I think we're very young as a culinary country. And I think that we have kind of stricken indigenous culinary history completely away. Like, you know, who here knows how to make bannock? Okay. See? I don't know. Like, I think that our identity, I honestly, it's very tough. Like, what's Toronto's identity is what, a pea meal sandwich? Female bacon sandwich or Paddington's is kind of like...
Oh, that's that ham you call bacon?
Yeah, that's that cornmeal rolled smoked, you know,
delicious.
Smoked loin.
No shade.
Hey, man, female bacon sandwiches are amazing, but it very much is a thing where, you know, Quebec has a very strong identity with their food. They eat poutine, they eat rotisserie chicken, they have tortilla, they have... And even with the Maritimes, that flows into it, that French Acadian, like, tortilla and râpé pie and all that historical stuff, and then you come... to Toronto and it is very British, like it's just like steak and potatoes or meat and potatoes, and then you go into the prairies and it's more like old tracker style. They got, like, you know, beef jerky, and then you get into the, you know, a lot of Mennonites with there's different kinds of preserves and there are different kinds of charcuterie. It's very difficult because it is so wide ranging, and because we are now, especially we are so multicultural, that you know, it's very kind of difficult to pinpoint that. And it is, and maybe it's even Canadian of me to say that I can't even pin it down, because I'm like, it would be rude for me to say that it's apples, you know, or apple pie, or in the Maritimes, it's like blueberry pie, or like, you know, like it is a very, maybe it's very Canadian enough to be, I don't know what it is.
But you brought up something that I want to get into a little bit as well. You grew up in a town where the population had a fair amount of indigenous people. You told me earlier that your best friend was Mohawk. You grew up going to powwows. You know, when we started this event, we started it with a moment of giving thanks and recognition to the First Nations peoples who originally inhabited and stewarded this land. That's not a thing that is very common to do in events in the United States. And I feel like in the U.S., like, we have truly almost completely erased the culinary and cultural identity of Native peoples. And it's really like a testament to the resilience of those communities where, like, people are holding on to those ideas and stories and recipes and flavors. Is the indigenous food not better understood or appreciated here?
I don't think so. You know, like, I don't think it's represented. I think... you know, indigenous people are fighting the fight forever and will continue. And it's, you know, growing up in Fort Erie, like, you know, like I said, like my best friend was Danny General and he was Mohawk Turtle Clan, and like going to Six Nations every weekend to play lacrosse and hang out. And, you know, it was an amazing thing just having that kind of experience growing up, just going to a different kind of, like, because realistically, like, in my town, it was white people and, like, Aboriginals. And so, you know, I loved when Kathy would make bannock. It was just, like, a thing that I just loved so much. Bannock's just, like, fry bread. It's almost like a yeast leaven. It's almost like a donut, just, like, without sweets on it. It's just, like, a fried dough. It's sort of, if you want an Indian taco. That was, like, my favorite thing ever was when she would make Indian tacos. And it was this bannock, and that's like their street taco, mm-hmm. almost kind of thing. And at powwows, and you'd go every year at the powwow because it was across from the park where I lived, and they would make it multiple times throughout the year. And every time I was like, whenever you make it, I want to come over for dinner. And it was just like an old El Paso taco, like ground beef with like shredded. Like, and that's a crazy thing that is the thing that I'm talking about right now on this stage. It's like, because their food would be a deer that was caught, right. Or like, you know, like, and it's even crazy. Like when I was in Long Plain, which is outside of like Winnipeg, I spent like a couple days out there shooting a show, and it was wild. Like I was talking to the kids and I was just like, yo, like what's your favorite meal? Mm-hmm. You know, like, what does your grandmother make for you? Or like, what is, and it was like really kind of hard pressed where it was just like, yeah, I don't know. Like, we just go and we buy, you know, hopefully we get McDonald's for Christmas. Yeah. And you're like, whoa, that's heavy. And, you know, like, they're like, yeah, we don't have any deer on the reservation.
Right.
So I don't know. Like, if you wanted us to eat how we used to eat, like, what the f***? And, you know, I don't know. It is just like a wild thing where it isn't like really, celebrated. Like, I'm not sure even if there is an indigenous restaurant. I'm sure there are. Yeah. I remember like Kerriwalk Cafe opened up, I don't know, like 7 years ago.
Nishdish.
Awesome. There you go. Shout it out. How many more? There, I'm learning.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's amazing. Hey, I mean,
I don't know. We heard like 6-7 names. Even in the city of Toronto, and that's not something we see, I can't name 6 or 7 native indigenous-based restaurants in the entire United States.
Yeah.
But I take your point, too. Like, when a people and a culture are removed from their land, like, they're inherently removed from
their food.
And it's, you know, something like an Indian taco, the fact that you can still make something delicious when you've been removed from all of the structure of your culture and your cuisine is a testament to resilience, but it's also like tied into it is the pain and trauma of what brought you there in the first place.
That's me on stage with Chef Maddie Matheson, host of the YouTube show Just a Dash. And stick around, because up next is Suresh Das, maybe the greatest guide to the immigrant foods of Toronto. I'm Francis Lamb, and this is The Splendid Table from APM, American Public Media.